Well, God bless you. It's a joy to come into your homes. And if you're ever in our area, please stop by and be a part of one of our services. I promise you, we'll make you feel right at home. But I like to start with something funny, and I should mention this was sent to me by a woman. But according to the Alaska Department of Fish and Game, while both male and female reindeer grow antlers in the summer, male reindeer lose their antlers at the start of winter in early November. Female reindeer keep their antlers all the way till spring. This means all of Santa's reindeer, from Rudolph to Blitzen, had to be female. She goes on to say, "We should have known only a woman could drag around a fat man wearing a red velvet suit all over the world in one night and not get lost." All right. Ladies, you're cheering a little too much, but here we go. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Today, I will be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess, my mind is alert, my heart is receptive, I will never be the same. I am about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I'll never be the same, never, 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 I'll never be the same, in Jesus' name. God bless you. I want to talk to you today about it's going to happen quickly. We all have things that we're believing for. We've been patiently waiting, thanking God, praying, but we don't see anything improving. It's easy to get discouraged and accept that it's going to be this way a long time. We just have to endure it. But God said in Isaiah 60, "I am the Lord. When the time comes, I will do it quickly." God has ordained certain moments in your life where He's going to do a quick work. It's going to happen much faster than you thought. You may not see anything changing. It doesn't look like you're any closer to what you were believing for than you were last year. But when you come into your time, God is going to do it quickly. It's not going to be a long, drawn-out process. You're going to see a rapid turnaround, a sudden breakthrough, a speedy recovery. It may look like it's going to take a long time for you to get well, to break the addiction, to meet the right person. Now get ready, it's going to happen sooner than it looks. It's going to be unusual, out of the ordinary. You're going to know it was the hand of God. It should take you years to get out of debt, years to accomplish your dream. In the natural, that's true. But when you come into one of these destiny moments, it's going to happen in a fraction of the time. And I don't know what's next, but that was good so far. It's going to happen in the fraction of the time. Every thought may tell you it's permanent. It's never going to change. No, God is saying to you today, "I'm going to do it quickly. It's going to happen suddenly." Now get in agreement with God. Instead of thinking of all the reasons it's not going to work out, turn it around. Father, thank you for a quick work. Thank you for a sudden turnaround. Thank you for a speedy recovery. When God brought the Israelites out of slavery, they headed toward the promised land. The Pharaoh, who had just let them go, changed his mind and decided he wanted them back. So he sent 600 of his fastest chariots, some of his strongest warriors, to try to recapture them. And the Israelites, these 2 million people, were at a dead end at the Red Sea. They had nowhere to go. It looked like they would be recaptured, but Moses held up his rod and those waters parted. The Israelites walked through on dry ground. When Pharaoh's men came chasing, the waters closed up. They were all drowned. Psalm 114 gives us insight into what happened. Verse 3 says, "The Red Sea saw the Israelites coming and hurried out of their way." When you come into your time, don't worry, enemies are going to hurry out of your way. That addiction, the depression, the anxiety, it's not permanent. It's about to hurry out of your way. It's going to happen quickly. You didn't see any sign of things changing. Nothing looked any different. then suddenly the waters part. Suddenly your health turns around. Suddenly the door opens. God knows how to take things that look permanent and quickly change them. When God told Moses to hold up the rod and the waters would part, I can imagine he was tempted to reason it out. God, what do you mean? These waters have been like this for years. You would think if the Israelites were going to somehow get across, it would take months for the waters to recede, become less and less. Maybe God would send a big drought. But when God spoke to Moses, nothing looked any different. Everything in his mind said, it's impossible. It would take months or years of a drought. God, we only have a few hours before we're going to be recaptured. But God doesn't always do things on a normal timetable. He specializes in doing a quick work. He knows how to speed things up. What could have taken years, in one moment, God caused the winds to blow the waters back. They hurried out of the Israelites' way. Now, you may have obstacles in your life that look permanent, but God is about to have them hurry out of your way. It's not going to happen gradually on a normal schedule like you were expecting. It's going to happen quickly, out of the ordinary. Things that you've been struggling with, fear, anxiety, a challenge in your health, that child that's off course, when you look at the waters, nothing looks any different. You know God is telling you a breakthrough is coming, but you don't see any sign of it. You want to believe, but your mind is telling you there's no way. But just like those waters hurried out of the Israelites' way, those obstacles are about to hurry out of your way. Now, you may have had that illness a long time. The prognosis doesn't look good. Receive this into your spirit. It's about to hurry out of your way. That legal trouble looks permanent. That financial difficulty, that situation at work seems like there's no end in sight. Now get ready. God's about to do a quick work. Lack, struggle, debt is about to hurry out of your way. It's going to happen suddenly. It's going to be a rapid turnaround. That's what happened for us here at Lakewood. When we acquired the Compact Center, a company filed a lawsuit to try to keep us from moving in. They said we violated the deed restrictions. Our attorneys told us it could be tied up in the courts for years. When we looked at the waters, like with Moses, nothing looked any different. A year had gone by, the other side wasn't about to budge. They had no contact with us. Looked like it could be that way for another 10 years. But one day, out of the blue, the other side called and said they wanted to meet. Our attorney said it was probably a ploy, just trying to distract us. We met with them, and in a couple of hours, they agreed to drop the lawsuit and let us have the building. When it's your time, God knows how to have enemies hurry out of your way. Would have been one thing if we'd have won the lawsuit after 10 years. We would have been grateful. But God is not going to let the opposition delay you from your destiny. He has already scheduled your destiny moments. It may feel like you're falling behind. The opposition is holding you back. Stay encouraged. At the right time, that adversity is going to hurry out of your way. Red seas can't keep you from your purpose. God knows how to part those waters. Legal situations, companies that seem bigger, stronger, they can't stop God's plan for your life. It may feel like you're stuck. You don't see anything improving. Don't worry. God knows how to do a quick work. It can happen suddenly. The scripture says God hastens his word to perform it. That word hasten means quickly, speedily, in a hurry. And I'm not saying that we don't have to wait. There are things that take time. What I'm saying is when you don't see anything happening, it looks like what you're up against is never going to change. When you come into your destiny moment, God will do it speedily, quicker than you thought. You'll accomplish a dream in a fraction of the time. That obstacle looks permanent, suddenly it turns around. That's God. That's God hastening his word. 2 Kings chapter 7, the Israelites were surrounded by the Syrian army. They had cut off the Israelites' food supply. Now the people were starving, just a matter of time before they died. Every circumstance said it was permanent. The enemy army was bigger. They had more equipment. All the odds were against the Israelites. But there were four lepers sitting outside the city gates. They thought, we have nothing to lose. We're going to die anyway. Let's go down to the Syrian camp and see what they're doing. While they were walking toward the enemy, the scripture says God caused the Syrians to hear the sound of speeding chariots and galloping horses, the footsteps of a vast army approaching. The Syrian king thought the Israelites had hired several armies to attack them. Verse 7 says, the Syrians panicked and fled into the night, leaving all their horses, tents, and belongings. What was that? God causing their enemies to hurry out of their way. Seemed impossible. The Israelites didn't have a chance. They didn't have food, equipment, supplies, strength, experience. But God is not limited by what you don't have. He's not intimidated by how big the opposition is, by how bad the medical report looks, by what the financial statement says. God multiplied the sound of these lepers' footsteps and caused this huge army to flee for their lives. They left in such a hurry, they didn't even take their belongings. They didn't even grab their tents. God knows how to quickly get rid of the opposition. Don't be discouraged by how permanent the obstacle looks or by how much bigger it seems than you. You have an advantage. The Most High God is on your side. He knows how to cause your enemies to hurry out of your way. Not gradually, not over a few months. You're about to see some things quickly turn around. Problems suddenly resolved. Enemies rapidly defeated. What's interesting is while the lepers were walking, they didn't know what God was doing. They couldn't hear what the enemy was hearing. Everything seemed normal to them, but God was doing something supernatural. You don't know what God is up to right now. While you're believing, while you're doing the right thing, everything may seem just the same, but God is talking to your enemies. He's causing them to hear what he wants them to hear. The Syrians didn't say to the lepers, okay, we'll leave. Just give us a few months to pack up our belongings. Give us some time to relocate. We need to find new property. They left suddenly in a panic. They were so afraid, they fled for their lives. And some of the obstacles you're up against may seem like they have the upper hand. The sickness is bigger. You've had the addiction a long time. Feels like that trouble has you surrounded. But when it's your time, like with them, it's not going to leave gradually. It's not going to improve a little here, a little there. It's going to leave suddenly, like it's in a panic, like it's fleeing for its life. Well, Joel, this sounds encouraging, but I don't believe it's going to happen quickly for me. I've been dealing with this for a long time. You're right. It won't happen for you. This is for believers. This is for people that will let the seed take root. People that will dare say, God, I agree with what you said, that you will hasten your word to perform it. Lord, I believe for a quick work. I believe enemies are hurrying out of my way. I believe I'm going to see a rapid turnaround. A friend of mine worked for this company where his supervisor wasn't treating him right. He was jealous of him. My friend had a great attitude. I never heard him complain. He just kept doing the right thing, even though this supervisor would try to discredit him and make him look bad. This went on for several years. The supervisor was in his early 40s, been with the company almost 20 years. Looked like my friend would always have to deal with this. But one Monday morning, he went to work. The owner of the company called my friend in and said that the supervisor was leaving and this owner wanted him to have his position. My friend asked, when was this going to happen? When was he going to leave? The owner said, he left last Friday. You're the supervisor starting right now. God knows how to cause people to hurry out of your way, to do things quickly, things that you didn't see coming. That supervisor could have been there another 30 years, but he suddenly left. Quit worrying about who's in front of you and how it's never going to work out. God can quickly change things, quickly promote you, quickly heal you, quickly free you. And yes, I know some things take time. We have to outlast what's coming against us, but you're going to come into these moments where God does a quick work. Now, instead of complaining, well, Joel, I don't know about for me. I don't think I'll ever get well. I'll never meet the right person. No, turn it around. Father, thank you that my health is about to suddenly improve. Thank you that this addiction is not permanent. It's about to quickly turn around. Thank you that this depression is not how my story ends. It's about to hurry out of my way. That's not just being positive. That's releasing your faith. That's what allows God to speed things up. This is what Joseph did in the scripture. He was mistreated for 13 years, betrayed by his brothers, sold into slavery, put in prison for something that he didn't do. It wasn't easy, but he kept a good attitude, kept being his best. One morning, Joseph was sitting in prison, seemed like another ordinary day, when the guard came and said, Joseph, the Pharaoh wants to see you. I can imagine Joseph thinking, the Pharaoh? I don't know him. I don't have an appointment. I'm a slave, a foreigner. I'm in prison and the Pharaoh's calling for me. God knows how to have the right people come looking for you. You may feel like you're at a disadvantage. You're being overlooked. No, the one who matters most has his eyes on you. The one who controls the universe, the Most High God, is watching after you. He's working out his plan for your life. Joseph walked in and was standing in the presence of one of the most powerful people of that day. He interpreted the Pharaoh's dream. He was so impressed, he made Joseph the prime minister of Egypt, second in command. It happened quickly. Joseph didn't have to run for office. The Pharaoh didn't hold a vote. He didn't interview candidates for 6 months. Right on the spot, he made Joseph the prime minister. God knows how to do a quick work. The trouble, the injustice, it hurried out of Joseph's way. He woke up that morning a slave in prison. He went to bed that night the prime minister, promoted, vindicated. Don't be discouraged by what's not changing. Like Joseph, you may be doing the right thing and the wrong thing is happening. Your time is coming. God has these destiny moments where he's going to suddenly catapult you to a new level. It's not going to be a long process. It's going to happen quickly, unexpectedly. The right people are going to come looking for you. The promotion, the opportunity, the vindication is going to come tracking you down. After the Israelites came through the Red Sea, they wandered in the desert for 40 years. They thought their obstacles were too big and their enemies too strong. That kept them from going into the promised land. Now, years later, their children and grandchildren were about to cross the Jordan River and go into the land that God promised. The problem was the land was occupied with these incredibly strong, powerful people called the Anakites. They were descendants of giants. You can imagine how intimidated the Israelites must have felt. And standing at the brink of the Jordan, no doubt contemplating whether or not they should go in, God gave them a promise that helped push them over. He said in Deuteronomy 9, "Today, you are about to see people that are much stronger and much more powerful. But the Lord your God will cross over ahead of you like a devouring fire. He will subdue them so that you can quickly conquer. Unlike their parents that talked themselves out of it, this new generation had the boldness to go in. Just like God promised, they quickly conquered the land. Now you may be facing a situation like them that seems impossible in your health, your finances, a relationship, but God is saying to you what he said to them. I'm going to cross over ahead of you and take care of those enemies so you can quickly conquer them. You are not fighting those battles on your own. The Most High God is going before you. You're going to come out of that difficulty quicker than you think. Now get this down in your spirit. You're going to quickly conquer the sickness, quickly conquer the addiction, quickly conquer the trouble at work. Behind the scenes right now, God is changing things in your favor. He's crossing over ahead of you to take care of the sickness, to take care of that trouble. If you will stay in faith, it's going to happen sooner than it looks. You didn't see any sign of it, looked like it was permanent, then suddenly it changes. God is going to hasten his word. He's going to speed things up. I talked to a man that had a stroke in his early 50s. He attends Lakewood, and his family brought him up for prayer after a service. He was now in a wheelchair. He had lost control over the left side of his body and his face was drawn. He was told with therapy, in 3 to 5 years, he might regain some control of his left arm and leg. But he was specifically told he would never be able to lift his arm above his head again. Well, I told him what I'm telling you, that God can do things quickly. In the natural, it should take years, but God is a supernatural God. He knows how to speed things up. I could tell this man was a fighter. He wasn't about to take that stroke lying down. I saw him 6 months later. This time he wasn't in a wheelchair. He was walking on his own through the lobby. He had a big smile on his face. When our eyes met, the first thing he did was lift his arm way up in the air. I said, I thought that was going to take 3 to 5 years. He said, that's what I was told, but it happened for me in 3 months. His therapist said that in 30 years she had been helping people, she had never seen anyone improve as fast as him. God knows how to do a quick work. Quit believing those lies that it's going to take you a long time to recover. You heard the experts. A long time to accomplish your dream. A long time to get free from that anxiety. No, God is crossing ahead of you right now so you can quickly conquer. You're going to see a rapid recovery. You're going to defy the odds. God is going to accelerate things. Dreams coming to pass in record time. Things falling into place. That depression is not permanent. That addiction is not going to last. It's about to hurry out of your way. It's going to happen quickly. You didn't see it coming. Now, when thoughts tell you it's going to take you years to get well, years to meet the right person, no, keep this phrase down in your spirit, quickly conquer. You have to answer the doubt back with faith. Don't let that thought continue to play. It's permanent. It's never going to work out. No, all through the day, Father, thank you that it's going to happen quickly. Thank you that enemies are hurrying out of my way. Thank you that I'm going to see a rapid recovery. Well, Joel, what if I do that for a month and nothing happens? Keep doing it. You have to stay on the offensive. If you live with that lie that it's permanent, it's never going to change, that will limit your life. Luke chapter 18, Jesus told a story about a judge that wasn't fair. He didn't have integrity. He didn't care for people. This widow kept coming to him day after day, trying to get him to do something about a person that had done her wrong. The judge ignored her, didn't pay her any attention, but the widow wouldn't quit coming. Finally, the judge said to the lady, I'm going to give you what you're asking for, not because I want to, but because you're wearing me out with your constant request. Jesus said to the disciples, if this judge who is not fair will make the right decision because the lady wouldn't quit asking, do you think God who is fair will keep putting off those that come to him? Jesus went on to say, I can assure you God will grant them justice quickly. When you're in a difficult time, things are not turning around. If you'll just keep thanking God that he's working, thanking him that he's fighting your battles, thanking him that he's bigger than what you're facing, not begging him, but reminding him what he promised. Notice what God said. He will give you justice quickly. It's going to happen faster than you thought. One translation says, he will rush to your defense. He will come to you in haste. It may not have happened yet, but you need to know God is in a hurry to help you. You're going to see some of these sudden turnarounds. Now the key is to keep thanking him. Keep talking like it's going to happen. Keep believing that it's on the way. When you don't talk yourself out of it, you don't get discouraged, but you consistently thank God, you're going to see some of these quick works. He's going to quickly turn your child around, quickly bring your healing, quickly cause that dream to come to pass. Now, maybe like this widow, you've been doing this, but you don't see anything changing. Everything looks the same. Stay encouraged. Your time is coming. God is crossing over ahead of you right now. Now, I believe and declare you're about to quickly conquer. Problems that have held you back are about to suddenly resolve. Enemies that have hindered you are about to hurry out of your way. You're going to see a rapid recovery, a sudden breakthrough, a speedy turnaround. It's going to happen quickly in Jesus' name. And if you receive it, can you say amen today? I'd like to give you the opportunity to make Jesus the Lord of your life. Would you pray with me? Just say, Lord Jesus, I repent of my sins. Come into my heart. I make you my Lord and Savior. Friends, if you prayed that simple prayer, we believe you got born again. Get in a good Bible-based church and keep God first place. Victoria and I'll be right back to speak a blessing over you. Let me pray for you as well. If you have 5 minutes, we'll wrap it up here if you can stick with us. But Lord, I thank you for what we've heard today. I know it falls on great ground, the faithful people here at Lakewood, many watching and listening. Lord, we're going out of here today inspired in our faith, knowing that even though the waters don't look any different, you can part them suddenly. You can change things quickly. Lord, you've done it in the past. We believe you'll do it again in the future. Lord, I pray that every person under the sound of my voice will have a blessed week, a faith-filled week, that they'll see a sign of your goodness even this week. With our heads bowed in prayer, let me ask an important question. If your heart stopped beating in the next few minutes, are you at peace with God? Do you know where you'd spend eternity? If not, I would love to pray with you. I'm not here to condemn anybody. I'm here to help you find a new beginning. And I know this comes from a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And in just a moment, if you're not at peace with the Lord, or maybe you are a Christian, but you've grown cold toward God, you know you need to rededicate your life. You need a fresh new start. If that's you, in just a moment, I'm going to ask you to take a step of faith and stand right where you are, and we'll pray together. I can't think of a better time to get on the road to victory than right now. God is not mad at you. Your sins have already been forgiven. All you have to do is accept the free gift of Christ's salvation. Will you do it today? The enemy in your thoughts will tell you, do it next week. Do it another time. Listen, the Bible says, today is the day of salvation. Don't put it off. So easy. Well, Joe, it's embarrassing to stand in front of everyone. Listen to what Jesus said. If you won't be ashamed of me before people, then I won't be ashamed of you before my Father in heaven. I'm gonna give you a great opportunity to show God that you're not ashamed of Him. If you're not at peace with the Lord, or you just need to rededicate your life, you need that fresh new start, that new beginning. If that's you, would you be bold, take that step of faith, and stand right where you are, and we'll pray together. Would you do that? Come on, Lakewood, let's give them a hand as they stand all over the building. Come on, don't put it off. I feel like there ought to be a few more. Come on, don't be left out. Finish the year strong. Anybody else? Be bold. Take a step of faith. Still time for you. Well, God bless you. And please remain standing if you don't mind. Let me tell you how proud we are of you. More importantly, I know the angels are rejoicing in the heavens right now. It's going to be a new beginning in your life. We prayed once, but would you pray it one more time? Everyone listening, please. Lord Jesus, I repent of my sins. Come into my heart. I make you my Lord and Savior. Amen. Remain standing. One more moment, if you don't mind. Let me tell you how much we love you. We're going to be praying for you. I also want to give you a personal invitation and a challenge to come back and be with us on a regular basis. We ask new believers, give us the next year of your life. Make a commitment that you're going to come. Just like you go to work, whether you feel like it or not, I'll make a promise to you, your life will never be the same for the better. When you come back next week, bring somebody with you. Go pick up a friend, a family member. God can use you to help change their life. If you need anything after service, some of our staff will be this way, and we'll be back over there. If you can't stop by today, whenever you can, I'd love to meet you and your family. I hope you'll stop by sometime. Last thing, the moment you stood up, God washed away all your sins, your mistakes, your failure. You are starting with a fresh, clean slate. Write it down in your Bible, December 15th, 2019, a new day of victory in your life. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Well, let's all stand together, if you would, please. Thanks for coming out today. How many of you are going home better off than you were before? Amen. Well, we love you. And until we meet again, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord show you His favor and have mercy on you. And may the Lord watch over you and give you His peace. God bless you. Have a great week, a faith-filled week. See you back real soon.